is in here.
Right.
Get some low frequency.
Yeah, where?
I used to live in like.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. start with Nathaniel Cohen, and then with only a short switchover, we will go to Luc Dubois, and then there will be a little bit of an intermission. We will all travel into the main space, and if you want to sit, feel free to bring your chair. If you don't want to sit, feel free to bring a chair, because I will meet them out there. Also, just as a disclosure, we are streaming. I have microphones, and we are streaming to the online radio station Wave Farm. Just wanted to make you aware that your conversation, especially one next to the mic, will be transmitted to the Wave Farm listeners. Otherwise, yeah, welcome again to the New Year Spatial Listening Room. My name is Daniel, and we will begin with two different pieces by Nathaniel, and I need to remind you to press record.
Alright, so it's recording on my end now.
Great.
So I have two pieces. The first piece was a piece I made like a year and a half ago that was dealing with, I guess, like kind of internet pipelines, I guess, and kind of the post-ironic Gen Z way a little bit, but that'll be in quad, and then I'm doing some improvised guitar and superflyer stuff. So this is the first piece called Dog Whistle.
Soros hates humanity. When you do something like that,
that's true.
That
bit of it.
The Great Reset is part of a conspiracy of global
financials and politicians to depopulate the planet.
Joe Biden, he's emasculating our military. He's caring more about wokeism than military
excellence.
Than military excellence.
Say that there was pay to play.
Always tell me, I don't know what it's like to live in other countries. People have really bleak situations. We all have to engage in these
Maoist self-criticism sessions for privilege.
I was just astounded by the crusade against law enforcement. Hostile to the direction of this country is going to be.
Joe Biden, he's emasculating our military. He's caring more about wokeism than military excellence.
Just
Thank you.
Surge, right? So no computers are harmed in the making of what you're about to hear. This is a synthesizer's design dates from the early 1970s. Developed by a fellow named Serge Chirpin, who was a college professor like me. He was teaching at CalArts, and he thought that synthesizers were too expensive. And so he started a fun little project with some of his graduate students called the People's Synthesizer, where the idea was, you know, instead of spending thousands of dollars for one of these big boxes, for a few hundred dollars he would mail you a Ziploc bag of components, a hand-etched circuit board, a metal plate, and a sticker, and you would build them yourselves. To hear him tell it, his entire company ran was entirely dependent on the existence of Ziploc bags, which had been invented that same year. If there had not been a Ziploc bag, you would probably never have had DIY synthesizers. But this is something I built, and then I have this other little box designed with my buddy John Jensen, and this thing is a digital clock situation, and somehow, if I eat my Wheaties, this thing should be able to tell this thing what to do. We're gonna find out. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm gonna start a clock so I don't keep you here forever. All right. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Painting counts.
Yay.